This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
Cheap hood strikes a bargain with the world and ends up making payments on a sofa or a girl.
So it's Thursday, which means it's time for our weekend arts picks. And joining us now with some ideas for the weekend is Jim Sullivan. He's a contributor to the Boston Herald and the author of JimSullivanInc.com. Hey, Jim, welcome back.
Thank you, Anthony.
Good to see you. So the music we're listening to right now is from your first weekend pick. Tell us about it, Jim.
What we're listening to is a remake of The Clash's song Death or Glory, done by Peter Gammons and the Hot Stove All-Stars.
So Peter Gammons, the sports analyst Peter Gammons.
Peter Gammons, one and the same. He's also a music guy. He has an album. And he has been very instrumental in this Hot Stove Cool Music Benefit, which has been going on for 13 years now. It's at the Paradise Saturday night and got a whole bunch of people.
Tell us about some of the other people who are part of this charity bash.
Well, Bill Janovitz is there with his band Buffalo Tom, Kay Hanley, and the new people there this year are Susan Tedeschi and her husband Derek Trucks.
And Theo Epstein, right? The former general manager of the Red Sox.
Theo Epstein is there. He is a co-founder of a foundation to be named later, the charity that this Hot Stove benefits. Theo is also a rhythm guitarist, and yes, he'll be there once again this year, coming back to town.
So he's coming back to town even though he's now the GM for the Chicago Cubs, right?
Yeah, indeed. And I mean, people may have some mixed feelings about seeing Theo because, let's face it, I mean, he gave us two world championships and also left us with the contracts of Dice K and John Lackey.
Right, a little bit of a mixed record.
Yeah, a little bit. But I was talking to Bill Janovitz about it and asked if there was any awkwardness about Theo's return, and he said I'd be lying if I said it hadn't come up, but for me, there's no awkwardness. He's a friend, and the fact that he's coming back during this busy time is testament to his commitment.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a big thing for Theo and Paul, and they've raised over the years $4 million for various charities around town.
So that's Hot Stove Cool Music this Saturday at the Paradise in Boston. Jim, what do you have next for us?
Next is God of Carnage. Sounds like a heavy metal band, doesn't it? But it's a play. It's up at the Huntington Theater through February 5th.
I've heard great things about this.
Oh, it's terrific. It was on Broadway in 2009, here now. Yeah, it's a vicious, dark comedy. I saw it last night, and I really can't remember when I laughed as much out loud in the theater, genuinely laughing out loud. It's also extremely smart and clever. And a little bit like Virginia Woolf, just with more humor, but equally a lot of booze.
And Jim, for those of us who haven't seen God of Carnage, tell us just briefly what it's about.
Well, it starts off pretty simply. It's two upper-class couples walk into a nicely appointed room. One couple's son has hurt the others in a playground fight, and they're all trying to resolve the problem, as they say, in a spirit of reconciliation. And that does not happen. And in fact, the playground fight, it really just kicks off the rest of the action, which has a lot to do with the bickering couples and the shifting allegiances that they have over the course of the play.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Okay, so that's God of Carnage, playing now through February 5th at the Huntington's BU Theater. And Jim, I have a theater pick myself this week. I'm going to give a big pitch for the Speakeasy Stage Company's production of Red. This is the Boston premiere of John Logan's Tony Award-winning play about the brilliant and tormented painter Mark Rothko. And here in Boston, it features a great and powerful performance by actor Thomas Dura. And in fact, we're going to be hearing from him about the play in just a few minutes, so that's my pick, and stick with us for more information about that. Jim, which leaves us time for one more pick from you before you go.
That would be Tracy Morgan at the Wilbur Theater Saturday night, two shows.
All right, Tracy Morgan, more funny stuff.
Funny stuff. Now, you may know Tracy, or most people know Tracy, as Tracy Jordan, his perhaps lighter-weight alter ego on 30 Rock, which actually starts up again tonight. And on 30 Rock, he plays the sort of cocky, pampered star of a late-night variety show, much like he on Saturday Night Live. He's abrasive, and he's a charmer there, but cuddly, kind of a bull in the china shop with his raging ego and spouts a lot of non sequiturs. But that's TV, and it's PG, and as a stand-up, well, he's hilarious, but somewhat in the way that Russell Brand is when he does stand-up comedy.
I see. So a lot more than PG. We'll give it an R rating, perhaps. So we have a clip from Morgan's stand-up act, which I think is okay for radio. Let's take a listen.
White people got a bungee jumping, skiing, and all of that stuff. We want to find new ways to prevent shark attack. Always jumping in the water trying to swim with sharks and stuff. Man, we face death living in the hood all the time. I don't have to search for no adventure and seek adventure and stuff. I'm black. Just me trying to pay my bills is an adventure.
So, Jim, good stuff. Is that pretty typical from what you're likely to hear in a Tracy Morgan show?
Typical, except less profane, actually. You did a good job on picking the clip there, Anthony, because Tracy, he does use words that we can't use here today. And a lot of what he does is what you might call cringe comedy, kind of transgressive stuff, where it's going to offend, it's going to discomfort people, and you're going to squirm while you laugh.
Well, we'll leave Tracy Morgan for the stage then. That's Tracy Morgan. He'll be at the Wilbur Theater on Saturday at 7 and at 10. And Jim Sullivan, thanks so much for stopping by with your picks today. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Anthony.
That's Jim Sullivan. He's a contributor to the Boston Herald and the author of JimSullivanInc.com. For more information about our picks this weekend, go to RadioBoston.org.